Blog Talk Radio.
Well, this one is two songs by Miriam Mama Makeba. The first one is called Kilimanjaro. So I'll play the first one on the Ohadi, which is this beautiful kasapo, and then we move on to the second one where we have the rhythm section showing on the mambo. Thank you.
Okay, we appreciate that intro that we had right there, which was a tribute to Miriam Makeba, commonly referred to as Mama Africa, and those were two of her greatest hits. And we definitely appreciate that group, you know, that's putting it up there. Okay, I want to big greetings there to Brother Che from the Mile High City. How you doing this evening, Brother Che?
Hey, peace, love, and black empowerment, Brother Shabaka. We're doing okay.
Yes,
we got
sir.
Some snow coming in tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Okay, because where I'm at, man, you know, is that I'm here near the Oregon-Idaho state line, and it's kind of cold up this way as well, too, and I see it blowing there to the east, heading in your direction. Okay, folks,
yeah.
And we appreciate all our callers, and we most definitely, you know, will be letting everybody get in tonight just because our board is full, and we appreciate it. So when I said our stolen talents, in our presentation tonight in the first half of our show. Then, of course, in the second half of our show, we're going to be going into this current, legal situation in Minneapolis. Okay,
yes.
Our stolen talent, as you do know, ladies and gentlemen, they stole our engineering, okay? You know, the fuck boys that went down there from Greece down there to Kemet, renaming everything, learning all about medicine, learning everything about architecture, preservation of the dead, the sciences, calculus, mathematics, claimed it all as their own. Okay, then the same thing as that they did to us throughout the transatlantic slave trade holocaust of what they did to us on 2.5 continents here in North America, South America, and Central America as well, too. Then not to mention to the nations of the colonizers, which is the British, the Dutch, the French, the Belgians, the Germans, and the Spaniards. And we all know, ladies and gentlemen, that when black people speak here, you know, against the popular version of what is truth, we're called this, we're called that. They censor our posts, as we did on Frontline Black News last night, and we have our executive producer of that feature there, who is our co-host tonight, you know, Brother Che, that we discussed,
yes.
You know, how they coming to us with these lies, with this BS. Then they have stole our technology from us, you know, such as Hidden Figures, you know, the three sisters there who were PhDs and physicists that contributed to the Apollo missions of the 1960s and the Mercury missions of space traveling of the early 1960s. And I remember as a child when they was used to show a lot of these Apollo missions on live television, you know, from 66, 67, 68. So that's how you can really tell, you know, when your child is more than 50 years old. But it's all good. Also, too, of how they stole our talents with the peanut oil of Dr. George Washington Carver. Plus, that there, the gentleman, you know, who invented the cell phone. Also, too, the sisters who came up there, who did a great deal of innovation and discovery when it comes to this technology or high technology and social media and what have you. So once again, they keep stealing our talent. We already know what they do with our music and what have you. And it's very interesting is that these OTBs, men and other than blacks, they're not paying no tariffs to the black nation or to Pan Africa as a whole for using resource. And this is why with Brother Che here and along with Mile High News, Shabaka's Black Experience, and Hans Black Afghan Radio, Deep Knowledge Radio, you know, giving a shout out, you know, to all of those who are pushing this narrative of, you know, we want our own everything. Our own land,
yeah.
Our own technology, our own system of administration, because interacting, you know, with you colonizers, you know, for the last 500 years proves that this is not working, has not worked, and will not work, as particularly as I'm looking at this situation that's coming up out of Minneapolis and whatnot. And then
yeah.
I mentioned the fact that I just want to touch on that there briefly before we go off into that, but still we want to focus on what they steal from us. Okay, this man was murdered, had a knee put on his neck. He had released body fluids that somebody brought to my attention earlier today, and I reviewed it. Plus the man is saying that he cannot breathe. Then they taunting the man, you know, what have you, the other officers as well, too, and they asked to shoot should be sitting right there in that same courtroom, and all of them should be facing murder in the first degree on that. But however,
right,
it is what it is. We will definitely get on that there, ladies and gentlemen, you know, and please spread the word. You know, we got our borders full. All our callers will definitely get a chance to talk. Okay, and also, too, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, you know, is also dedicating each episode and definitely now to the memory of our producer, the one and only Mad Dr. D. Okay, Brother Che, okay, once again on our stolen material that they take from us, you know, let's look at hip-hop. All right, let's look at jazz. And let's look at basically popular music as a whole. And it's very interesting that I want to put out there, too, is that looking at some old jazz material that I had from the 50s and 60s, it's quite amazing where you had white recording artists who would go out there and make a song, but then they would, come to jazz musicians and have them play it. Yes, and even had their own music sounding better. One of them is a song called A Day in the Life by the Beatles, and Wes Montgomery had made a remake of the song, you know, in jazz, and a lot of times we use that, you know, for our intro. So once again, stealing our talent. Also, too, let's look at the joke of Elvis Presley. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So another one. Yeah, another one of them as well, too. The Rolling Stones, they had a hit in the 1960s called Satisfaction, which was written by a black man and performed by the name of Otis Redding. Yes, so they're coming up here, you know, stealing our talent. And then when they do steal our talent, they don't ever want to give us credit for it.
Any credit.
In a proper way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, such as there was a big hit by Aretha Franklin called The Natural Woman. And I think The Natural Woman was written by a white woman by the name of Carole King, who was a piano player and recording artist in her own right. This is the one again coming for our resource. They do on our continent with this cobalt, this silicon, this oil.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? You know, taking our resources. Got these brain-dead, kumbaya-ass Negroes talking about how bad it is. Well, they're suppressing voting rights down in the state of Georgia. Look at the damn history of the fucking place. What do you expect?
Right.
Okay, so ladies,
exactly.
Time to start using some damn common sense. And as you say there, Brother Chase, and then we're going to bring on some of the other callers right there. As that, hey, we need our tangibles, you know, $100 trillion in tangibles. And then once again, all you Biden individuals, you're welcome to call us in and see what tangibles of what you got going on. But I'm going to bring in Brother Aziz here right fast. Brother Aziz,
okay.
Right here, sir.
Black Power family, I'm here. Right off the top, I want to touch on what you were saying about Georgia. And in your statement, you said, what you expect.
Yes.
Listen, y'all, what y'all expect from this cracker? What y'all expect from this cave beast, this evil being that's walking our planet? What you expect? If you waiting on some good goody two shoes, Mary Poppins, Shirley Temple shit, then you still sleep.
Right.
What you on expect? Look at this trial that's going on now. They already off the top trying to find a way to get these suckers off.
Not even 15 minutes into
the proceedings, the shit that was said, I was like, wait a minute. Really?
Yeah. Exactly. You see? And then, once again, our stolen talents. And then I'm going to get back on what Brother Aziz just mentioned. Dr. Charles Drew, who came up with the concept of blood plasma. You know what I mean? Says a lot of GI's lives during World War II. What happened with Dr. Charles Drew at the end of World War II, 5 years later? He gets in a car accident, cut very badly. They refuse to allow him in the hospital because he's black, and a man bled to death. it. You see what I'm saying? Now, also, too, to enhance what Brother Aziz was saying, and I agree with what he just said. Now, this bullshit that they trying to set up, saying that George Floyd died of a bad heart. He's been on dope. He had this situation, and you can clearly see that this motherfucker's got his knee on his goddamn neck murdering this man, and know he's being photographed and sitting up there not doing a damn thing about it, and could care less. His racial identity, a psychopathic personality, is Dr. Bobby Whitehead.
They've already stated that one of the doctors said the man did shows no signs of having a heart attack, a heart stress, a heart bubble. He ain't have a heart shit. Nothing wrong with the man's heart. So stop that. You know, you killed that. Bottom line, you killed that man. He used a jujitsu technique to kill that man. And they know he killed him. It's no ways around it, but they going to do that cartoon TV media bullshit.
Right. Yep.
And watch this shit. Watch this shit. Bro, watch.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
You talking about
what
you said, stolen talent? Stolen talent?
Yes, sir.
Think about it.
Uh-huh.
Everything that they that they tell us not to do, they do. Anything you'll get punished for in this country for doing, go to jail, lose your life, they do. You do it, you in trouble. Yeah, they stole everything. Stole everything. All in defiance of the Creator. All in defiance of the Creator. The one, and have you looking in the sky for a Creator. Right up under your nose being a thief in the night. They told you the story before they got here. He going to come like a thief in the night. Here he is. Hello. It's called the Pink Booty Cracker. Corporation America.
Yes, sir.
Biggest gang on the planet.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. And then, too, and since we, once again, our stolen talents, let's look at the lives that were stolen of black people with the Tuskegee experiment. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, you see our stolen talents. You see, then you're going to send somebody that look like
well,
a,
after they
you
seen
know,
that shit at work, who they use it on? After they seen that it worked. Who do they go use it on after they experiment with us? See, think about it, y'all. All this biological shit they've been doing for generations, because this ain't no brand new shit.
No,
it's been, you know, who y'all going to test it? Who y'all making this shit for? You know?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And then you had old Sleepy Joe get up on the tube today talking about, hey, everybody, keep the mask on. Go out there and get vaccinated. We're all in this together. Yeah, and we're supposed to be going down there just like some fucking sheep, man, scratching our asses, saying, y'all's the boss, you know, slam me with the vaccine. Man, get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean?
Right.
Hey, wash your ass.
And
ass
somebody
clean.
Black somewhere that made the cure for this shit, they just waiting stalling until they can get the patent signed so they can steal that, too.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. And then
patent office, the patent office is the license to steal. Don't get it twisted, y'all. It don't do you no favor.
Right.
That's a license.
Right. That's the only reason why they set it up.
Right,
yes,
so they can steal.
Exactly. And then look how they shifted the economy. Then also, too, look at all this shit that they want you to do, everything online. You go to certain programs or want to read certain newspapers that are informative. Oh, you got to sign up for our cookies. Yeah, let me tell you about you and your fucking cookies.
They
don't
get money off
social.
You know,
doing
your job interviews and job applications online. Eliminated the HR department. Ain't no more HR department. And then when you do apply for a job online, it's 1,000 other motherfuckers that applied for it.
Yeah, precisely.
Just another tool to add stress in your system so you ain't paying attention to the revolution coming.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. We got our East Coast correspondent right there, Brother Isaiah. Good evening there to you, Brother Isaiah. How are things happening there in Baltimore?
Good evening, Black Power, Black Family. It's the same old thing, same old thing. It's nothing new. It's just the weather thing. That's all that is.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, as Brother Aziz, you know, had just pointed out there, you know, with this other scandemic, pandemic bullshit with this vaccine, as we all had pointed out, okay, and we did that day on Frontline Black News about how this boy, your Microsoft boy there owns the patent on this shit, owns the patent on the virus, owns the patent on the vaccine. Then they saying this motherfucker just bought up a huge lot of farmland and what have you in agriculture.
Well,
okay,
I got some information about that vaccine y'all need to hear.
Yes, sir. Come on with it, Brother ID.
I got a cousin, and she used to be an CEO at Procter & Gamble. I don't know if she retired or if she's doing something else. And her husband is a doctor. She took two of the shots of the vaccine, one from the Pfizer, or however you say that name, and then the next company that made it, she took both shots. Now, listen, fam, y'all, listen to me close. She fine.
Ooh,
no side effects, nothing happened. But I asked her a question, and she gave me a truthful answer. She said, cuz, I paid for my shots. She said, cuz, if they try to force you to take this shot, call me so we can pay for your shot. So y'all hear between the lines, that shit is out here. They done served up a few million of these shots. Y'all made this shit up quick.
Biden talking about he's going to put a shot in 150 million people's arms by May 1st. By the end of the year, he want to have everybody vaccinated.
He lied.
So, on May 1st.
He lied about one person, because they going to have to put a bullet in me first. Hello? Truth?
Period.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yeah, real talk.
So, May 1st, it's going to be...
Let me finish.
So, on May 1st, going to be... So May
1st. He made it clear to me to let everybody know. If you have to go see how much is this costing me, and if they say, oh, it's free, I advise you to escape.
Because
the common shot, the common vaccine is the common vaccine is what they pass now to everybody, and they're really trying to focus it on the Black and Latino neighborhoods. Claiming that you're more susceptible to the shit because you designed it that way, motherfucker. My people told me to tell y'all, find somebody, find out who you better get to talking. You know somebody that know somebody that can get you a paid for shot. And if you got you got to sell your car and you ain't got no choice, pay for that shot because that's the real vaccine.
You think
big pharmaceuticals gonna put out millions and millions of this shit and they ain't making no money? Who paying for that shit?
Oh hell,
come on.
No,
you're right.
No,
Brother Aziz, you're absolutely right. You know,
right.
They even had old boy doing when old Trumpster was up there, who came up there, who represented, speaking before the Congress, represented Big Pharma. He says, hey, guess what? We don't give a fuck about this shit. Our concern is to our stockholders.
Wow.
And the stockholders got that money to pay for that shot.
Exactly.
So May 1st will be May 1st
so
going to be.
You sound like he's going to say mandatory shot, huh?
Yeah, no, mandatory, no.
Now, ain't May 1st a bad day? What happened in Ohio on May 1st? Just shooting at the Harm College.
Right.
Yeah. I'm
about to
ain't that a bitch? Ain't that a bitch? So you going to shoot me on May 1st, you motherfucker?
It's going to be on my mandatory, but I'm not taking it. I don't care.
Yeah.
That word ain't in my dictionary.
No, that's not an option.
Because I'm not
freaking shit.
You never know what's in the vaccines. They put all kinds of shit
up
in there.
You don't.
Like fake news.
No, you don't.
Feel like like pea
compounds in this. I'm just using the number. Say it's 7 compounds in this vaccine. So y'all got it. Y'all done had all this money. Can't pay reparations. Can't pay this. Can't do that. But you done had enough money.
Right.
These three companies to. And now mind you, the third company's being sued as we talk. Y'all got enough money.
Right.
Or the government got enough money to pay for all these vaccines.
Yes, I think the government.
To pay for the materials, the contracts, make the vaccines, or you got this shit laying around in storehouses somewhere? How old is this shit? That's why you say it as well. Maybe this shit been sitting around since the last 20 years. You know, every 20 years it's a bullshit. So we better start making this vaccine now so we can poison these motherfuckers more.
Exactly. Right. You see what I'm saying?
Don't take
and this is why we always have advocated.
Bullshit.
And this is why we always have advocated for homeschooling our youth right now. And this is why I have even mentioned, you know, we need some of our students, you know, to get this medical knowledge and about the sciences and what have you. So therefore, we can start building up some countermands for this shit, black families. Because, you see, this shit is not going
to
stop.
Everybody black needs to stop playing and stop being lazy. Go back natural. We always talk about we are natural people.
Yeah.
We don't do nothing natural to put inside.
We don't do no natural
that for my queen.
Yeah.
We need to start just all natural fuck pop, soda, all that shit.
Oh,
I fuck up with this bullshit too. We need to stop playing with ourselves
because
you know they them put poison in all that shit you buy from their stores. It's poison.
Right.
Grow your, you got enough room in your backyard, grow some shit. Stop being lazy.
Grow your own. Exactly. Grow your own shit.
Also too, what Brother Aziz is talking about, I'm living proof of it, is because I saw the blend that they had between the pineapples and the cucumbers, and I felt the benefit of it like about 2 or 3 days. You know what I mean? And then the more natural food and materials that I'm bringing in, I'm finding that I'm having a very, very zero tolerance for these soda pops and all that old shit. You see what I mean?
I drink 100% pineapple juice and elderberry juice.
Oh, okay.
I mix it. It's so good.
That's
it's
good.
So good.
That's good.
And it looks like blood, so I named it Panther Blood. I drink Panther Blood.
Oh, okay.
It's
the juice of
elderberry.
Okay.
I heard that.
Yeah, that there's the pineapple juice and the pineapple juice is there, Brother IG.
And 100% natural pineapple juice, no nothing else in it, no nothing.
Okay.
If you got something else in it, you can destroy the mix.
What?
And I'm gonna tell y'all about the Panther Blood. Listen, gentlemen, kings,
yeah.
Listen to me. The Panther Blood helps the libido.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, so you got some work to put in. Okay, all righty. Okay.
Okay.
I didn't try me some
look, the white man, he didn't know he was helping us because they make a joke about it. It's all kinds of negative vibes about the watermelon. But guess what? My grandmama told me, boy, if you want to keep your woman happy, you better eat some watermelon 3 times a year. And you know they trying to destroy the fruit, y'all. Think about it. They taking the seeds out the fruit, so it ain't natural no more. So that means
I've seen that shit in Washington State, and I've seen it in California.
Right.
Yes, sir. He is absolutely correct.
Hey, nothing that grows naturally seedless.
So instead of when you eat, get some fruit, fam, when y'all find fruit with seeds in it, don't throw the seeds away, babies. Keep the seeds.
Yeah, keep the seeds so we can plant some more fruit. Yeah, plant some more fruit,
And
put it in the water, put it outside.
And replant them.
Dig up a hole. Once you go out in the back,
The stolen tendency is that they made us believe we can't do shit unless they say it's right done this way or that way. We knew how to plant shit. Remember, we used to be slaves in the fields, niggas. You forgot how to plant shit.
Exactly.
Modern technology done fucked you up.
Remember, you said
we were slaves, so that means we know how to work the fields. Come on, y'all.
And I'm
all your empty lots in y'all neighborhoods, in our neighborhoods, and we waiting on the city to do something, and fuck it, just go on and plant some shit. Hey, man, we going to give you a couple of rows. You take a couple of rows, grow you some greens, nigga, grow you some corn. What you going to grow?
Right, dig up something and plant every seed.
We keep talking about being a community. Don't just start doing it. We ain't gotta let them know we be in a community. In a community, let's just start doing it.
Right. Yeah, trying to wait for their approval, man. Forget about their approval. Just go out and do it.
Right.
Their system needs to be abolished. We need to start worried about changing their system. Fuck their system. We know it don't work for us. They not going to let you change shit, so we need to step off the map.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Everybody denounced they half a citizenship for this motherfucker. We three quarters of a citizen. We need to all together denounce that shit. Now what are we, an invading force now?
Yeah, exactly. And then, No, it's all good, brother Aziz. That's right on time, because now we are, since we're halfway through our show, we're going to talk about, you know, with the fiasco that's going on there in Minneapolis. Okay. Sister pointed out to me earlier today. No, what happened out there? They started the trial. The murderer Chauvin, you know, they started his trial, okay, and I'm hearing, you know, reports that the reason that they're not going with the murder one is because if they went after the murder one, and if he's acquitted, they can never charge him with it again. So they're going after a murder two and then maybe a murder three. But the thing is, what I'm saying is, I don't know about Minnesota, but they need the special circumstances ass like they do to your ass in California, okay? It's because special circumstance is that he had his knee on this man's neck for over 8 minutes. The man transitioned on the video. The man did admit body fluids, you know, when you die, you know.
Yeah, you seen that coming from up in the truck.
Exactly. Yes, and somebody brought that there to my attention. Plus, this son of a bitch is being photographed, and he's looking right there, dead center camera. And then as Brother Aziz had dropped knowledge and then studied more, that he is applying pressure points with his hands in his pocket, and he is shifting his weight on this man's carotid artery. You have to look for it and not find it, Brother Aziz.
I've been trying to look up the technique name. I'm going to find the name of that technique and let y'all know on the next show what the name of the technique is.
Jiu-Jitsu.
And then this proves the intent. And like I said, I'm not the most brilliant motherfucker, but you got this executive branch of the government, the legislative branch of the government, and the motherfuckers, the judicial branch of the government. Yeah, you see, so therefore, I'm just looking at this line of shit that his defense attorneys is mocking up, is that he had a criminal past. Okay, motherfucker, what black man in the goddamn United States ain't got a damn jail record? Get the fuck out of here. Okay? You know what I'm saying? And you sons of bitches and go get mine out of L.A. County. Shit, fuck you.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
If that's the justification for him being killed because he had a criminal past, they all need to die because they got to have a criminal past.
Always keep on saying
they are
the
criminal.
Same stereotype. Right? No, they keep on saying the same thing. They always keep on saying the same thing about us. Like, they keep on saying that, he got a criminal past and all that shit. Like, come on, man.
These motherfuckers are straight up criminals. Europe sent their criminals over here. They emptied out their jails. They emptied out their prisons and sent their motherfuckers over here.
Criminal past, you don't fuck with them. So why y'all fucking with people with criminal past? You know they ain't gonna take your shit.
Exactly. Right.
Because they're trying to justify it.
For your family.
That's the form of justification they use.
Right.
Exactly.
Always.
Something for your black family, you all going to love. this morning on mainstream media, I saw when they started this fiasco in Minneapolis that they had a retired Los Angeles Police Department officer, a black woman up there, and she herself said that this shit is attempted murder, that it is fucked up, that they're not hitting them with the right charge. And any time that you get a lapdog to sit up there and tell you that with the notorious shit that they do, you know goddamn well something is wrong.
Right.
That is wrong.
But see, let me say something, y'all. This is how crazy these people is. Let me tell y'all how crazy these people is. If they don't give a verdict of guilty and this man goes to prison, they should have, they going to be, watch how they going to have riot gear and everything ready because they know they're going to do some bullshit.
Oh, yeah, you already know, bro. You already know.
You wouldn't go through all of that. You wouldn't do all of that if you were going to do the righteous thing. So don't count on the righteous thing. Watch how they start bordering shit off. Watch how more police going to start showing up as this shit go on. Watch this shit.
Oh,
bro. It's the same monkey state shit.
$27 million settlement. We already know this is going to last them.
Oh, they can throw all kinds of shit for him.
Yeah, take them to the money settlement, and everything will be fine.
Record take that shit and record their ass and use it against them in court.
And George Floyd's brother was like, the money is not going to bring my brother back. So y'all have the $27 million settlement that you're making taxpayers pay for. The taxpayers didn't kill George Floyd. Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd. So Derek Chauvin should be paying for this shit. Not
exactly.
Yeah, and not...
Precisely. For life. Life for life. That's, if it ain't that, then it's uncivilized. That's how I feel.
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
Life for life. That's what we need to get back to.
Out of all these motherfuckers that got killed, all our people that got killed, and ain't none of them in jail or dead, period.
Right.
This one they need to give us. I'm going to just say it like it is. They need to give us
one
and kill this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're going to turn off the camera. That's bubbly.
Without a doubt. Because, see, you know, this wasn't no accident. You see what I'm saying?
No. It's not premeditated. They already had a relationship previous to this. They've had run-ins with each other previous to this. So this is premeditated. He planned to kill this brother, and that's what he set out to do.
They always have a plan. So, they always have a plan trying to kill us.
The verdict should
reflect that. My mission is to eliminate us, so. You can do it on the battlefield. You can do it by police. You can do it in the hospital. You can do it in the argument. You can do it at the barbershop. You can go into the church and kill him. You can, and after you kill him in the church, we'll take you to make
you get Burger King. You can take
him
to get Burger King. Or like this motherfucker here in Colorado that just shot up this damn King Supers in Boulder. He gets taken out alive. He gets taken to the police car alive.
Yeah,
he just knocked off 10 motherfuckers.
He's just coming to the police car, and that's it.
I said, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to be armed. I'm going to do it all 100% because if I go unarmed, they're going to kill me anyway.
Most of us, you
nervous driving your car now. You know, that's crazy.
Every time when they do something to us, they always... They're treated good. They always treat them fair. They always get the Burger King.
They
always
rewarded.
Take the McDonald's.
They get rewarded
get
for killing them.
Yep. Right.
He was having mental issues. He was having a bad day. Really?
Yeah. It's so hard being a pig. Oh, they have such a hard job. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Oh, he did this for the line of duty.
I'm afraid for my life. That's why I shot him down.
Last year, he was cool enough to buy a gun, though. He 15 months ago, he could buy automatic weapons, but now today, he got
And then they say this motherfucker's crib, man, he's got a whole arsenal of shit, just like that damn fool in Las Vegas a couple of years back. Motherfucker had like 45 guns around him, you know, high caliber ammunition and all this other type of shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I want to know how that smooth motherfucker got all that shit in the hotel and nobody was suspicious.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. Okay. I mean, really? You got some look on the. Oh, go ahead. Take all them guns out there. You got some look. That's
probably yeah, good. Yeah, particularly in Las Vegas, which is one of the most toxic hotels in Las Vegas, if not the fucking world. And this motherfucker coming in here with all this hardware and ammo.
People everywhere. Nobody saw this motherfucker bringing guns almost to the top floor.
Stop it.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Come on now. You tell me, all busting on them all them security guards they got in Las Vegas. Nobody else in the top.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Somebody got a lot of background noise.
Oh, okay, yeah, wait a minute, that's me because I'm standing outside here. Wait a minute, let me go back in. Okay, let's talk about the Yahoo bosses, about this shit in Georgia, which is a goddamn joke to me. That these motherfuckers are going to come here, my own bitch, and complain because this bastard has signed some legislation limiting your dumb asses to going to the damn voting booth. Motherfuckers, don't you realize that motherfucker ain't never helped you in the
first
goddamn
place? I'm raising my hand. Can I say it? How is everybody upset about a vote that don't fucking count anyway?
Right.
Think about it, y'all. Everybody, y'all, they all going on while you trying to suppress the vote. Motherfucker, your vote don't count anyway.
Right. Exactly.
Right, that's right.
Your vote don't elect shit.
None of your vote don't count. None at all.
That's the dumbest distraction ever, and they blew this shit all on the news. And I'm thinking to myself, well, wait a minute, our vote don't count anyway. Right. So what's the problem? What's the problem is?
Yeah, man.
What's the problem?
Right.
Our vote our vote doesn't count just for the bad. So 500 years of counting. Now, come on.
Exactly. And then keep in mind, and then what did old LBJ said in 64, you keep these motherfuckers broke-ass crackers thinking they better than these niggas, and you'll have these sons of bitches voting Democrat for the next 50 years. Now, I ask you.
For the next 200 years.
60 years ago. Yeah.
Wait, what's the Democratic symbol? Ain't it a donkey?
A damn jackass. You know what I'm saying? And then also too. And then
like
also
that motherfucker
too,
is
damn. And the sad part about it is black families, sometimes we got to laugh to keep them crying of what's going on with the current misery, which is about to unfold in Minneapolis. Let's be real. The son of a bitch is not going to get what the fuck he deserves. In my opinion, he should be put in a goddamn firing squad, gas chamber, use this motherfucker as a guinea pig, any diabolical horrible shit that the dark side of your mind will come up with.
That's too easy.
Shot.
Somebody put do the same shit he did to that man to him.
Right.
They had two or three motherfuckers holding the boy down. One nigga standing there blocking the crowd. We gonna do this reenactment. We gonna do a live reenactment.
Yeah,
he should be punished until he dies. Let him piss on himself, beg for his mama, and all of that shit that man did.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, shooting him too fast, too quick, and he'll get the call to the nigga before he dies.
Let's look at another fact, though, too, folks. When this dude was booked into the county jail, didn't the motherfucking sheriff of that county of the jail they put the Chauvin in said that they did not want no black correctional officers around Chauvin?
Yep.
So therefore, they didn't even want no black correctional officers or police officers.
Because they might have went out and shot. Shot.
You already know. And then wasn't there a house nigga who was the police chief of the Minneapolis Police Department at that time?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All righty. Okay. I'm just dotting I's, crossing T's here. Now, also, too. Oh, yes, sir. Now, also, was not an Asian police officer present telling the public to stand away when Chauvin was up there was murdering Mr. Floyd, and the public was sitting up there saying, hey, why don't you other two cops do something?
Yeah,
an Asian officer was ready there to jump on people who was coming to Mr. Floyd's defense.
And then nobody intervened. That don't make no sense. I couldn't just sit there watching no shit like that.
Yeah, nobody intervened.
Okay, and then as Mr. Floyd was dying, there wasn't there another cop talking shit to him, taunting him, saying, well, get in the car. Then he says, I can't because of the knee on my neck. I can't get in the car.
Okay, see, all this shit here is circumstance
in California. You see what I'm saying? Now, I do understand California and Minnesota are two different states, okay? I do recognize that. But supposedly in California, they got something that they call special circumstance, okay? And you're supposed to, in some cases, get the damn death penalty for it. And this son of a bitch, it should be taken into federal court, charged with these crimes for murder, and given a fucking death penalty. I mean, didn't the dumpster sign a death certificates and warrants for a couple of brothers that was in?
Yeah, so throw this
in the federal prison system, go have Sleepy Joe Biden expedite and sign an executive order to have this overpick to be executed and to be charged with murder in the first degree under special circumstance laws.
Yes.
And that will impress the fuck out of me.
That definitely impressed me. I was like, what the hell the shit is this?
And have this son of a bitch.
You get my nigga Rampage from UFC and let him choke his ass out.
I will put my knee on the back of his neck.
Okay, what God you believe in? Any God you believe in is calling for that man's death. They God is calling for that man's death, and they know they better kill that man.
Right.
They better kill that
you
man.
See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
And watch, y'all. And they just going on. And let him walk. It's crazy.
They're just going to let him walk. That's what's going to happen. It's going to be 1992 all over the fuck, all over again.
Right.
And as I said,
you know what? That ain't fair because this brother can't come back and say, can we all just get along?
No, thank you, Mr. Aziz.
Right. Yeah, you
have to carry on and get along. Like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Like, can we all just get along? Like, no.
No.
I was out there in California and I kicked him in his ass right on TV. Nigga, really, that's how much you was worth? How much was you worth? How much did you pay you? What was your soul worth?
Who beat me two shits short of my life, and I'm gonna come back and say,
can we get along? I'm gonna come back and say, can I get a pistol and where they live?
How
y'all don't want them motherfuckers dead? How y'all don't want them dead? Oh, I want them to spend the rest of my prison. No, I want that bitch dead and the motherfuckers that helped him.
Somebody hurt me, and my loved one. Best believe. Correct me if I'm wrong.
When it comes to balance, isn't there something called a scale of justice?
Yes.
Yeah, but you can see our eyes is blind. She only see what they want her to see.
So this is probably where these Negroes get this bullshit from. I don't see color. Huh? Yeah. Okay, now getting to the
that's some white acceptance bullshit.
Down in Georgia, and with U.S. Senator, who got elected from there, Warnock, some kumbaya, some kumbaya ass bullshit.
Jim Crow 2.0. Jim Crow. What's the face?
They about to pull the whips and
John Lewis
buggies out down in
Georgia.
The biggest slave trading cities it was in the South, next to New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yep.
Am I correct in that?
Wasn't Atlanta the capital of the South at one time? Of the Confederacy?
Mm-hmm.
I know it was the point of injury, right?
Yeah.
Y'all some smart cookies on here, boy.
Yeah, they sold a lot of our people in Atlanta, too.
Smart kings on here.
Yeah.
I like this stuff right here. It's that black powerful thing right there.
We got all black powers on this show.
He gonna go to a resort jail, a resort penitentiary. Well, I ain't even going to call it penitentiary. He's going to go to a resort.
Camp Snoopy.
Near
them.
To be around.
Let alone black correctional officers.
Yeah,
because they're going to protect him like they did Dylan Roof, see?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, they're going to protect him like they did the dude the Asian pig that killed Philando Castile.
They always came over the
people.
They're
going to throw your hot ass in population real quick. Population so quick.
Right.
I was in the same company, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Oh, yeah, you got about 20,000 motherfuckers going to get you in there. We're going to put you right where they get you.
Man.
Right. Mm-hmm. We're going to put that right down in that hole. True.
Mm-hmm.
So they can get done like Jeffrey Dahmer.
In Asia? I don't know if any of y'all been locked down, but I have. And I might have seen two Chinese dudes and one and a half of them work there.
Okay. Yeah, usually the ones after they work there.
Right, so I was like,
Asians don't go to penitentiary in America. Y'all didn't know that?
No, they don't.
Sure. I didn't know that. Sure.
So I don't give a fuck about what happened to them. He should have hit some more restaurants on his way. I don't care what happened to him. I said on my post on Facebook, if it was Bruce Lee or Jackie Chan, I might have been mad. Otherwise, fuck them too. Hockey saw.
Yeah. That was another white supremacist suspect. But you know, we're supposed to be attacking Asians. We ain't attacking no goddamn Asians.
Black
people attack Asians? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what they're lying.
That's the lie that they're
perpetuating. But
it's
geez,
a false statement, bro.
Is that black people are attacking Asians? And Asian lives matter. And Asians are under siege. And we have to have a crime bill for the Asians.
Hey, look. I thought y'all said it was time because I was ready because I learned they shit. I beat one of them motherfuckers' ass. Fuck that.
All right.
It is. Y'all know that shit too. Now by me being a black man and a black king, I'm better at your shit than you is. See, we got to keep remembering this. We keep making they the under fucking dogs. Everybody else on this planet, you ain't a gentleman person. You a underdog.
Well, they said you couldn't be a samurai unless you had Negro blood.
Everything that they say they create, we become the best at what they say they do or make.
Exactly.
We become the best.
Because we are the progenitors of it all.
You hate me. I can understand you hating me, but guess what? You ain't going to stop killing me. You're going to stop killing me. You're going to stop killing me because we're going to start killing you.
Right.
Hey, we got a caller. We're going to let a caller in here at 803.
All right.
We're going to, we got
803
a
in the house.
803.
The 803,
who's
on the line?
Okay, 803, you're on the line. Where are you calling from? What's your name?
You're on the air.
Black Supremacy, this is Palmetto Star, the Ratchet Revolutionary. What's going on, Shabaka? What's going on,
hey, thank you, brother Palmetto.
Hey, how you doing,
in.
Brother? I wish I was Black Supremacy, but you can't have two supremacies.
No, well, there's no such thing as white supremacy because they're not white and they're not supreme. So there is only Black Supremacy.
So they're pale.
Before there was anything that was Black Supremacy.
It's the pink supremacy, not the supremacy.
Pink supremacy.
It's pink pluralism because they're not supreme. I mean, it's just, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. They're not white. You know what I'm saying? They're not supreme.
They're not even
supreme. That whole statement is false. So Black supremacy is the only real true supremacy. But let me just – I wanted to speak on the Asian thing. Literally, like seriously, literally, they could have inserted any ethnic minority and said stop blank hate. You know what I'm saying? They could have said stop Mexican hate, stop, you know, Arab hate.
Right.
And all that stuff like that. It is just, it is a completely contrived counter narrative to go against Black empowerment because they know that with Biden in there, Black people are gonna, you know, Black people are, you know, they're wanting what they, you know what I'm saying, they promise and everything like that. So the whole Asian hate thing is a way to counter that narrative. By trying to create a Black boogeyman with these Asians, you know,
as always,
and
trying
to put them on the same level as Black people, and they literally are scrounging for any sort of hate crime against Asians. A strong wind could blow an Asian's hair up, and then they call it a hate crime. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They literally took a Black woman.
But we don't have nothing to call it. That shit done to us a hate crime. Ain't no Black hate crime.
Right. I don't see no what? Not the Black thing. I didn't see that. They always get that. Oh, stop Asian hate.
They literally took a woman that was that just part Asian. She died. She got killed in Compton. Nobody knows why she got killed. But she's part Asian, so they try to make it an Asian. They try to make it like an Asian hate thing. I don't know. I know you guys are on the West Coast, so I don't know if you heard of that. The lady that got killed in Compton, and she was only part Asian.
Oh yeah,
and they're trying to make it like they killed her because she was Asian.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Compton. Yeah, I'll follow up on that there, Palmetto. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, definitely check out Too Raw for TV. That is the host of Too Raw for TV and the producer, the one and only Mr. Palmetto Star. Okay, he is always dropping knowledge. And Mr. Palmetto, you know, is very, very much entrenched, you know, off into podcasting and what have you. He's been around for quite a long time. And I'm always definitely, you know, as best as I can, you know, if my work schedule permits, to definitely check out Too Raw for TV because the brother be dropping some very, very serious knowledge, ladies and gentlemen. Most definitely.
I appreciate it.
And then, yes, sir. And then also, too, Palmetto, let the people know how they may get in touch with you, sir.
Oh, well, they could get in touch with me via Instagram, Too Raw for TV Takeover. That's the number 2, RAW, the number 4, TV takeover. You can hit me up on there.
Yes, sir.
It's blogtalkradio.com/2RawForTV. But the best thing you can do is just go on your social media and hashtag
okay.
2RawForTV.
I got Instagram.
Okay.
All right, yeah, 2RawForTV takeover. But the best thing you could do
okay.
is just if you're on social media, just hashtag the number 2. RAW, the number 4, TV, put it all together,
uh-huh.
and you know, my stuff's going to be the first thing that pops up, you know what I'm saying? Two
yes,
Raw
sir.
For TV Takeover.
Yes, sir.
I just wrote a book, actually, called 3 Steps to End Racism right now. You can
okay,
you can read it for free online. However, I'm encouraging everybody to get the hard copy.
Do one of them steps include blood?
What's that?
I say, do one of them steps include blood?
Oh, well, you got to read the book. It definitely
okay.
implies force.
Okay.
Yeah,
I want to hear some blood.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're not. You can't make an omelet without cracking eggs. That's just how
right.
it is. I'm from the South.
Okay,
I'm from the South, so,
okay.
you know.
But some is open.
Yeah, so you know, but
okay.
it goes into all this how to effectively end racism in real time. So you guys, if you're on Instagram, hit my link. You can read the book, but I encourage everybody to get a hard copy because as someone that's been deplatformed after being mentioned on CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, I know the importance of having information, tangible information, right there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
I'm encouraging everybody to get the
hard
copy.
That's what we need, tangible and reparations. We need both of them.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You see, because we need to control our 4 factors of production. You see what I'm saying? And this is the problem with these public indoctrination centers is where you get these miseducated Negroes perpetuating miseducation. Case in point, you know, like they – want to bring in, you know, drag queen story hour to our youth and all this
wow,
other type of
man.
Shit. Just like how we did the show.
So-called lady.
Yes, sir. And then the mistake of integration, the burning house of integration that Dr. King talked about that Brother Che and I, you know, had did a show on a couple of episodes back. Now here, you got all these Samba Ramble civil rights workers and what have you talking about LGBT and all that shit. I honestly want to know of how those who died getting bit by the police dogs, beat upside the head, hit with water hoses, then in the black community,
right.
those who went out there and armed themselves and protected the community and died, how the fuck would they feel? You telling me that some motherfucker going up here that got the crack of his ass confused with a woman's room deserves to go up here and to influence our children?
How?
That is an insult to their memory. To sit up there to tell me that some confused ass motherfucker right here.
Hey, I'm 12 o'clock shadow. Tell the story sitting down.
Yeah, right.
But they,
and just like how we
kid,
did.
It was a boy named Todd, and he wanted to be a girl, and his parents let him be a girl, and all that, telling the stories. Like, no. What the?
No.
Yeah, that's
the
only.
What the fuck
no,
is that?
No, that's a no-no.
Yeah, there we are. There we are. Here you go. Listen. Now, and we get taught in religion, and, you know, it's wrong to be that way. It's wrong to be this and that. Right?
Right. Everything's
now,
the same.
Now, this society, this system, this corporation tells you or teaches or promotes and even making laws to enhance it. Oh, it's all right to be that way. Express yourself freely, you know. Well, you know, God ain't always right. You know, sometimes he makes mistakes too.
Because I won't accept a person that didn't accept their original self.
Exactly.
It's okay, and we'll make laws to protect you in your evilness because we're taking you to hell with us.
We should have voted for it.
Ain't that what they said? The devil's job was to take many people as he can with him. That's what I was taught when I was young.
Yep.
Because he knows they're never going to change. They're never going to give in. So if we can't take them, we're going to kill them. That sounds like the black race to me. We can't take them.
Oh, yeah. Now, here's one for you. Y'all going to love this. Just last night, I go into one of these damn Sam Walton stores, right, because I ain't going to give the motherfucker no free advertisement, okay, but we all know who it is. Okay, so I got my mask off in the car, right? Okay, so I said, fuck it, let me go in there. They got one up at the door. You know, like how they give you the little blue mask sign. So this lady going to go hand me a mask with these ruffles around it, you know, in the feminized designs. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
I said, excuse me, man.
Are those
hold
rainbow
it. I said,
colors?
Excuse me, ma'am. Might as well have been. And I says, excuse me, I'm a man. I need to get a regular mask. You know, I'm not with this. Well, this is all we got.
Nah.
Okay, so I said, fuck it. Went to the other door to go into the place because I'm trying to get in and out.
They probably had the same thing.
Dude's standing there. And I said, hey, man, you got a mask. He says, hey, man, we got this right here. And it's the same type of mask. And I said, hey, homie.
Oh,
I said,
homie.
I'm a man.
You got the rainbow mask.
Okay.
Right. Got the rainbow mask.
As soon as you walk in, the pretty thing pull up on you talking about hi.
I really didn't give a fuck. So I went up there went to my car, got the mask. I wasn't wearing the feminine mask. Okay, but it's just incredible. With this LGBT bullshit of how they trying to slide this shit in. Subliminally. You see right there with that shit. To normalize that shit. You going to buy you goddamn work clothes to go to a house and do some construction. And they sitting up here selling skinny jeans.
I will put that shit right there in the trash.
Come on, man. When did Ben Collins start wearing skinny jeans?
I got a public service announcement for my old school friends. Any of you old school brothers, I played football with in school, baseball, and we was all on the track team together.
Yeah.
If you come out the closet, I'm fucking you up today. I'm going to beat the brakes off you.
Yep.
So that means you
don't
and all the racists really come out. Everybody come out. Oh, we hate y'all. And all these hate groups, everybody show up. These few gay motherfuckers got famous. Now everybody gay in the world and showed up when they used to try to hide that shit. Go back into hiding. You understand? And now the corporation sees a profit in their homosexuality, so he says, okay, we're going to make laws to protect you so you can keep going. And now they got prep up for step up on TV and all this prep your booty on this.
They got Lil Nas X doing sodomy videos, all kinds of sick shit.
Story time
with the kids.
It just makes the end game of this life cycle what
it says they be like, boys can't be princesses too. Boys can't be Cinderella, Snow White, and all that. Like,
Even if it's something for your black family. To really fuck your mind up, here's something for you. I just came across some information of a vehicle that went off the side of a cliff in Mendocino County, California, off the coast of California over a year ago, where these two white lesbians had drove the car with their children off the side of the cliff.
I read that one. Y'all definitely read
just,
that one.
And I just found out that the kids were black.
The kids were black, and the kids, you know that, you know when
Sir
Ferguson happened, right? And there's that New York Times picture of the kid hugging that pig. That was one of the kids that got killed.
Yeah, I've seen that. My man, see? That's why I said it before. Why they is adopting our children? Why are they doing that? Because
okay,
they should
the
not be doing
family unit.
Right.
Okay, but,
exactly.
You know, just they, because they already
that's
got the
true.
Black male out of the household. So now they're going,
you
know, playing on
the
table.
You
right.
kill off the elders to keep the wisdom and knowledge from being passed down. You kill to keep the production, I mean, reproduction of the species from happening. And then, you know, psychologically, you killing the reproduction because you got boys wanting to be with boys and girls wanting to be with girls. So, you know, they make
right.
them babies.
Right. They flip the script
exactly.
on us.
It's genetic annihilation,
Right.
Yeah,
they're at minus
yeah,
birth rate. The cock is going
right
to die now. So they're dying out. Worldwide
and
in this country, they're dying out. So they're doing
they're
pulling all the stops
they're
to keep us from reproducing.
Right.
Yeah.
And they also, you know.
Diseases, food that's tearing up your reproductive area.
You cancer down there, all kinds of shit. Yeah,
you desire away, you know, and then while you having mental issues about it, now they, it's all right to get with a man. That'll be better. It's all right to get with another woman. She's gonna treat you better than him anyway. You know, just all kinds
right.
of psychological damage.
All kinds of right. They
all
put all kinds of work up in
that
trying to trick us just to go with that.
A person that's mentally ill, you push them too far, they snap. They go crazy. They'll fuck you up. We need to snap and go crazy and fuck him up.
Because I'm
almost 60 years old. I've been seeing this shit for generations. I mean, for decades. I can take generations.
I am
decades.
31 years old, y'all.
I hear you, brother.
I'm six decades of seeing this shit. And it's like I'm about to get close to my seventh decade, and I'm like,
And I'm in my 31 years old. I never seen shit like
this. Yeah, well, see, that's just it, though, Brother Isaiah. Just like Brother Chase said, man, that's why, you know, gentlemen such as Brother Aziz and myself and General Sekou, man, we got to lay the knowledge down on you guys as we live through this because, see, they have distorted this knowledge. Now, as we said here before, Brother Palmetto and also, too, Brother Aziz, when mainstream media did all the news clippings of the 1960s, right? Okay, you saw the civil rights movement. You saw the Beatles. You saw acid, rock and roll, motherfuckers spaced out on LSD and all this old bullshit. But mighty funny, I didn't see nothing about Ali. I did not see nothing about Huey. I did not see nothing about Kwame Ture. And they were making big news, man, at that time.
All those badass Olympic athletes we had during that time.
The same John Carlos and Tommy Smith. I remember the day they did it at the 1968 Olympics. Yes, they put the black glove on, you know, signifying the black man's plight in America at that time.
Because they basically pronounced their race, you know, presented their race like everybody else did at the Olympics.
You see what I'm saying?
And they
we didn't have a damn song to play, so we had an American flag flying over us as black athletes in America. We couldn't have our red, black, green and our own damn song playing. So all we could do was put our foot up, and you took my medals because I acknowledged my blackness. I separated myself like everybody else did that stood on that fucking podium.
How dare you?
It's a sister out there right now. I think she's a boxer and she got like four or five world titles, we don't hear about
you
her.
You talking about Clarissa Shields.
Right.
You talking about Clarissa Shields,
yeah.
Brother Aziz.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is, she is the undefeated
middleweight fights on TV, Showtime,
right.
HBO. What are her fights
right.
on TV or pay-per-view? We ain't had a chance to pay for the bitch or steal it from Blue Bay. What the fuck?
Yeah,
right.
Right, because I like to see the sister fight.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Me too.
But
and
they not going to show black woman beating up all they Huckleberry Finn, Buck Boy, white ass, stud ass, cracker ass bras
mm-hmm.
in the rings.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
They want us to
see
that.
You see what I'm saying?
They don't want to, see what I mean? They don't want to show her fight, but and they want to put out this trans gender fight.
I'm glad
through,
you brought that up, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We did a show on that, brother Isaiah. I think you was off that night, man. Yeah, because we did
yep.
the one about the transgenders and women's sports, and
uh-huh.
it's a huge disservice.
Yep.
And plus, they had particularly in the contact sports, and I'm sure you agree with me, brother Aziz, is where they had these transgender motherfuckers that go up there and fight the two women in UFC and gave two women a skull fracture.
I was going. I was going to look into that. So I sent, because I'm a member of UFC Fight Club,
yes.
and I sent an email to Dana White, who is the owner of UFC.
Yeah,
I said, why don't you just create a transgender division, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, you got your heavyweight division, you got your lightweight division. Give them their own division. That way these females ain't getting hurt. And then, you know, I got a response from him. And he said I was probably about the 2,000 person that asked him that question and made that
decision.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And he said they are highly considering it. He said, because he said he want them to fight.
Okay, good.
He said, but, you know, he considering, they're highly considering
what?
Doing that.
Yep.
Yeah.
How? First transgender league in professional fighting.
Right.
Exactly.
Let them get their own
league. And then them goony bird motherfuckers can go do whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, that had to be my sister or my queen. I'd have had to come and shoot him.
Oh, sir.
Right.
Sir. That goes without saying. That goes without saying. And say, that was the part that was so disgusting about it. You see, because that might have been some brother's queen right there or some brother's sister, you know what I'm saying, trying to hold her own, you know,
like,
trying to become a world champion,
right.
you know, and then you got
right.
this Goonie Bird motherfucker up in here who's got his goddamn genetics confused in his mind, you know what I'm saying, and got a crack of his ass confused
look,
with
I'm
a woman.
I can't fight you.
Yeah.
I can't be a big part of the girl.
Yeah. With woman's anatomy, you see, no, that shit is unacceptable, and that there is a danger to our youth. Then not to mention, I wonder what Mr. White would say too if he was to say, "Hey, Mr. White, do you know of how many bona fide women that you're cheating out of competing in this sport with these transgender motherfuckers coming in their slots?"
Right,
and then we all know. And then we all know, folks, when it comes to sports, if you're going to make a name in sports, you got to do it while you're young and win as many tournaments and get as many events as you can. So, so when
you
got this confused
what the
pinkman motherfucker
got
up
with
in
the
there and put him up there in the woman's sport, then you turned around and denied that many amount of real women from competing and taking part in that sport and in that league.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, you see? Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, most definitely.
And
yeah,
that was like too much.
I've seen
the pictures of it. I was like, what the hell? They going by with this shit? I was like, are they praising this on transgender fighter? To keep
him
a real
one
of female asses? Like, what the hell?
No, I never see, you know, okay, I don't give a damn what his new medical or birth certificate say. No, that's a dude.
Right.
That's
and
he's
still a male.
You might have touched your swank off.
I'm a male.
You
have
a balloon put in your chest, but you still a dude.
You're still biologically a dude. You still got the strength of a dude. You still got testosterone. You're still a fucking dude.
Exactly.
Your damn show can't push it back.
And then ask that dude when he had his last menstruation cycle.
Never.
Right. Hey, you need some tampons, motherfuckers?
You need some tampons.
You might be getting Duke straight.
Yeah, tampons. Yeah, I'm fine. Get some tampons or something. I want you to get some demo pads to be wearing. Get some that on.
Because the only thing they bleeding out is their ass. That's it.
Right. I'm on my period.
And then whatever material is in that pad, have it analyzed and make sure it's estrogen in it.
Right. Soy in it. Some soy in it.
Analyze and make sure there's some estrogen in it.
It's martial arts. UFC is martial arts. So she got to fight a transgender. She should be allowed to come to the ring with a weapon.
Right.
Exactly. How about that?
Let's go all the way to the martial arts now. We're going to step on off into Charlie and Kung Fu. You coming to, you a half man, half woman? I'm coming half woman, half weapon.
Yeah. Half woman. You got some strong legs.
Look, if his sister a fighter, then go get hey Mikey, go change up, go whip her ass. You know, Share your mustache, y'all. Need to grow back. Come on.
Half a woman, still got a man.
Damn, that's right. Damn. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. You know, the air date of this episode is March 30th, 2021.
Got hairy on.
And then these are some wacky times that we're living in. This is why the subject matter is what it is tonight. So if you ever who listen to this episode 100 years from now, this is the crazy-ass shit that was going on 100 years earlier. From to your fucked up universe, because if it's like this in 2021, I damn sure hate to see this motherfucker 100 years from now. Damn.
Right.
Boom.
Yeah. Boom. And you know what, family? You know what else, family? I heard they gonna
what's that, Pete?
Make I heard they gonna make some kind of pill that the dudes can have a baby right about now. They're gonna make some
God,
pills.
No.
Like, come on now. So they tell me that dude's gonna have a baby come out the ass. Right. So dude's gonna have a baby come out the ass.
Hey God, Creator, whoever made us, is y'all tired of seeing this shit? I sure is. Come on now.
Thank you, man.
Eliminate your people. Ain't y'all tired yet? What the fuck?
For real, man. Change? Ain't you tired of getting knocked upside your head like the last play?
Right.
You say, and the nightstick glides gracefully upside your head, you cool fool. Sipping on a menthol cigarette, talking about the Big Apple is outside your stupid ass.
It's on every preacher that's milking our people, every preacher, every irreverent that's milking our people. If you ain't saying what I just said in church next Sunday, you need your ass kicked. It's time for the prayer.
Hey, that is resurrection of the
mental attack.
We ain't been doing shit for the people, and we've been telling them you coming. And all these people is getting killed. This government is poisoning us and killing us. Is you coming or not? Or is you just been playing with us the whole time? What the fuck?
Motherfucker been playing with us the whole time. That's what
been
I'm
playing with
you
the whole
time.
I'm tired. It's only been here 56 years. I'm out. Shit.
I'm tired. I'm tired.
Shit, I've been here 34 years.
I'm tired
of this
shit.
Oh,
I
can't even
keep on putting his ass off.
Well,
commercials out there.
Because shit's so fucked up. We so poisoned that I can't get my 500 years in. Well, how come I just can't go to 100? When I heard motherfuckers was living 700 and 800 years. My turn.
Yeah, exactly.
But y'all be being so connected to the physical plane that you done shorten life. You done shorten our growth. You disrupted our intelligence. And you want to sit back and say, we the bad guy.
Exactly.
That's why they called us Negroes, so they said we will never grow.
Mm-hmm.
They sure making sure we ain't.
Yeah,
I'm tired of my head hurting when I know this shit ain't right and can't do nothing about
my
it.
I'm tired of my head be hurting. I'm tired of my eyes be hurting seeing this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, really? Mm-hmm. My eyes.
I'm tired if you speak out against it. You get shamed and called a homophobe and a transphobe and every other kind of phobe, but these motherfuckers want to address the homophobic, the heterophobic tendencies they have.
Worried about if I'm going to meet certain people, worried about people I ain't met yet, if I'm going to get a chance to meet them, if they ain't going to be dead before I get to meet them, I'm talking about y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think about that every day, like, damn, you know, like I say, Brother Shabaka, thank you for doing that video so I can see your face. Appreciated that.
Oh, keep that under wraps, man.
Yeah,
you know,
eat some vegetables, bitches. But we don't know because of the shit that's going on.
Check this out. And that's why I'm staying isolated on this job, on this motherfucking highway. And that's why when y'all see me being everywhere, man, because like I said, when I'm out here at work doing my work, I stay clean. I room by myself. I don't ride with nobody. You know what I mean?
I know that's
Hell no. You know what I mean? And then on top of it as well, too, is that it's up to us to take care of us, is because these Negroes that they shine up here on TV with Warlock or Hard Knock or whatever with that kumbaya ass stinking motherfucker was down there in Georgia, or the senator, and if you hear me, the number to call in is 516-418-5996, and your sorry ass is welcome to call in and you get moved. And also, too, Black family, this is why when we play our intros and our outros on it, you know, we try to, you know, go to the continent, you know, for our intros. And our intro tonight, as I said, I don't know the name of the artist, but the songs that they were performing were by Miriam Makeba, who was an activist of the 1960s. She was from South Africa. Of course, as we all know, she was married to Hugh Masekela, the great trumpeteer from the Azania as well, too. And also, too, that she was married to Brother Kwame Ture as well. And she was an activist. She was against apartheid and made Mama Africa rest in peace. Okay, so let's go on with our closing comments tonight, and I am going to do a replay of our intro tonight because I did post it up on my wall, and you had commented on the two Brother Aziz, and when I said I don't know who this group is, but they got it going on, you know, with the traditional sounds of the continent, and I did put up there on my wall, and I will say it again on this podcast, no cage beasts are allowed, okay, because this ain't the music.
And you know that if you're going to try to call in.
No Joe Gibson. No Joe Gibson's are allowed.
Right. Yeah. And you, yeah. if you
and
do, you go get roasted.
And this is the spirit of our ancestors and how our music relates to us is because you see, it's not so much that we're in Africa, motherfuckers, is that Africa is in
us. In
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to start our closing comments. We're going to start off with our producer and co-host there, Brother Che. Brother Che, your closing comments,
yes.
sir.
Brother Che.
Yes, Black family, this is an awesome show tonight. Yes, family, we are at
yes.
war, and this is one of many types of warfare that we are underneath with this vaccine, with everything that's going on, family. We do not get distracted. We got to remain focused on them tangibles.
That's
we were
right.
talking about our intellectual property being stolen tonight. Our intellectual property is
yes.
still being stolen, and we are owed for all that with interest. So we are demanding
yes,
$100
sir.
Trillion dollars from this U.S. government for past, present,
yeah,
and future
yeah.
atrocities that have continued to be brought
yeah.
against our people in 2021. And we're not letting up, family. This is going to be a marathon, not a sprint.
Wow.
And don't get
wow.
the vaccine. Whatever you do, do not get the goddamn
wow.
vaccine. You've been told on numerous black platforms, don't get the vaccine, family.
Wow.
So I suggest you
right.
don't get the vaccine.
Absolutely. All right, Brother Che.
Yep.
Okay, thank you so very, very much, sir. And also, too, definitely check out Frontline Black News, okay, on
yes.
Zoom with Brother Che. Get
yeah,
ready,
on Facebook.
Make
sure you like this, the Frontline Black News page on Facebook. We're working on the YouTube
yeah, yeah.
channel right now. So in the meantime,
good,
we're going to be broadcasting
good.
Our fascist book until they put us back in jail.
Yes, sir.
good
work. Good work. Good work. Yes, yes, sir.
Awesome.
Okay, Brother Isaiah, then we're going to go to Brother Aziz. Okay, closing comments, Brother Isaiah, off the East Coast.
Okay. Each one teach one, family. We all we got. And yeah, like I said before, and I like what my Brother Jay said, do not take the vaccine. I repeat, do not take this goddamn vaccine. You're going to be sick. You're going to get hurt. Like, we have war,
yes,
family,
sir.
So we got to stick together at a time like this. Like, come on, I'm tired of seeing the same narrative all over again for 500 years of counting. Time to wake up, family. Fist up, stand up. We all we got. Fight back if you have to. And I don't care. Like, you got to stand up on your own two feet. You better not die
yes,
on your hands and your knees. So stand up, family. Come on. Black power, love y'all.
Yes, yeah, all right, Brother Isaiah. Black Power, okay, Brother Isaiah, your closing comments, sir.
All right, y'all know I always tell y'all, watch y'all six and watch somebody else's six. We all we got. That's right. Listen,
yes,
man,
sir.
Don't take that vaccine.
Yeah.
It is designed to destroy us. When somebody emphasizes, oh, y'all been the most impacted when we know we wasn't. That shit didn't reach the black neighborhood to the last. Okay, so
yep.
don't fall for the sucker shit. And if you have no choice, if you don't want to lose your life, but like I told you, you got to shoot me. Find
mm-hmm.
somebody that know what you can pay for the vaccine, because that's the real one. The rest of it's common.
Yeah,
it yeah. might be us bullshit from 2,000 years ago. You never know.
Yes, sir.
And it's too late once it's in you. It's too late.
Yeah.
It
yes,
can't
sir.
Make you
that's it.
Help them. Kill you. You have a right to protect your life in any aspect. Remember
right.
that, because
right.
if you don't protect your life, how are you going to protect me? And so on and so
right.
on. And so on. Love y'all,
right.
Black Power.
Always.
Yeah,
okay. Black Power. All right, yeah. Always. Okay, so therefore, ladies and gentlemen, this concludes episode tonight, our Stolen Talents. The head date of this episode was March 29th, 2021, and we're going with our outro tonight that I got listed here is Mama Africa, but like I said, I am definitely want to give this group this resignation. They will be playing two great songs by Mama Africa, Ms. Miriam Makeba. Good night.
Peace.
Mm-hmm. All power, rest well.
Yes, sir, yes. always.
Mama the first one is called Kilimanjaro. Well, I'll play the